Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to Sam Posey, whether it's about racing, painting, Indian Mountain School, whatever. But we always get together at least once a year. We talk about the art show at Indian Mountain School, and that is coming up very soon, a sanctuary for the name of the art contest. And once again, it's nice to welcome Sam back. Happy holidays, Sam.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, we had in the past, we've had titles for the various shows. I mean, and the artists were obliged to, well, our first one was Open Spaces, and then we had Main Street and Water and Farms and so forth. And your submission had to be a farm or something like it. And this year it's Sanctuary, which our great friend Sherry Marks came up with, and I think it's very abstract. I mean, what would you do with a sanctuary? I'd select my own studio, I think.
I would say it's funny. I was thinking, if I was thinking about a sanctuary, I would think of my radio studio. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that great that it would be the place of work, I think. It's interesting to me.
So now, is this set up just like it was before, where this is not only an art show, but it's an art contest, where there's first, second, and third prizes, where there's actual cash for the artists?
Yeah, exactly. $5,000 for first place, and $3,500 for second, and $1,500 for third. Yeah, it's really neat, and nobody has any idea who's going to win, because it's the judging is so different every year. There's no format, and another interesting thing to me is how the painting and photography has sort of kind of met at the corner, because I envisioned paintings, and the photography has been sensational, and as I don't know exactly right now who won which, but if I did, I'd be probably not as disorganized as I am. But I think it's a real competition, and we don't have the judges lined up yet, but we're in the process of doing it. And I say one or two of these guys, well, all three of them are going to be fantastic.
All right, we're speaking with Sam Posey. What we're talking about, of course, once again, is the art contest and exhibit coming up at Indian Mountain School. Now, Thursday, January 31st, from 5 until 8 p.m. Is when everything takes place. Now, there's a first, second, and a third place prize. And what I see here, the guidelines are a digital copy of this piece should be emailed to the contest committee at artshow@indianmountain.org by noontime on Sunday, January 13th. The email must include the title, dimensions, and medium of the piece, the location of the work depicted, if it's applicable, website and or brief artist biography, and the price of the piece. The artist will be notified if their piece has been accepted by January 18th. And if your piece is accepted, it has to be delivered to Indian Mountain by January 25th. So those are the rules, Sam. And how many artists roughly submit admissions for this?
Well, this is incredible. Our first year, 6 years ago, it was about 25 to 28. We can't remember exactly what it was. Now, last year, there were over 100 entries.
Wow.
And to me, that's every year, looking back, we've had more entries increasing steadily. And now it's quite a logistical matter just to get them out and onto a table somewhere for the first round of judging, which knocks about half of them out. And it's so tough, because this means some really good art is hitting the floor. And think about it, I look forward to it intensely, but at the same time with reluctance, because we see that people are excited about our show and the competition they're in. You know, artists thought not to be competitive, which is ridiculous. As competitive as anything else, maybe even more so. And we look forward to those days when we're getting the stuff ready for the final judging.
Well, once again, the opening reception and presentation to contest winners on Thursday, January 31st, from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Indian Mountain School Student Center. The works will be in the Student Center Gallery from January 31st through March the 1st. And proceeds, by the way, from the sale of artwork will be split 50-50. Not only that, it's between the artist and the IMS Annual Fund. And the only other rule that there really is artists have to be 18 years or older to participate. So this is a great way to have a fundraiser for the annual fund and also a great contest for the artist and for the artists to make some money on who's going to win or not.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate you running that and those facts. But the fact that it's held in the middle of winter, and it's really a lift, frankly, to see some things with green in them. I hope some of the artists won't leave it for the last minute, although there's a tendency for artists to leave things to the last minute. It seems to go with the territory. I know I'm very borderline on my stuff, and I think they are, too. I mean, last year we were wondering how the submissions were doing, how the artists were doing, and with a day to go, it looked like not much, you know, and then stuff just flooded in on the very last day, and actually up to the last hour. So we know to be patient.
Well, and once again, by the way, if anybody has any questions about what we went over, the rules, the entries, you can email Heather Adams at artshow@indianmountain.org. That's Heather Adams at artshow@indianmountain.org. Just a reminder once again that this art show and exhibit, it's an art contest and exhibit, opens up on Thursday, January 31st from 5 till 8 at the Indian Mountain School Student Center. Now, brief question. You're still painting, right, Sam?
Absolutely. Because I didn't have a television contract taking much time last year, I started painting in an intense way as I ever have through the years, and it's looking pretty good. I mean, I'm not a judge by myself of the things, but I had an opening of a show at the Ober Gallery in Kent back in September, mid-September, and it went very well, so I'm enthused. I have a couple of people that are genuine collectors, a guy out in Chicago and so forth, and that spurs me along because you know you're going to have something to show.
All right. Well, Sam, once again, we appreciate you taking time to join us on this incredible art contest and exhibit at Indian Mountain School that opens up January 31st from 5 till 8, and once again will be hung and run actually at Indian Mountain School January 31st through March 1st. Again, Sam, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thanks, Marshall, very much. The last note, the party is terrific, so if you're not even interested in art, come to the party.
All right, Sam, thanks.
Okay, bye, Marshall.